Well, Ballycastle now has changed an awful lot here. When I was a young lad, there wasn't an awful lot to do. In the summertime, we all went down to the pier and we swam. We weren't great swimmers, but we were very brave swimmers. We jumped in off the pier and that sort of thing. And at that time, Ballycastle was awash with people out swimming and taking part in water sports, something you just don't see at the moment. People now would jet off to sunnier climates, but at that time, that was our day's entertainment, down to the pier, and we would jump in and splash about and come out, the water was freezing. In the evenings, I suppose I played hurling quite a bit. The winter time, well, there was a youth club, Mr. Hegarty, Seamus Hegarty, who became a close friend of mine. He had a youth club down in the Star of the Sea. Of course, there was homework to be done, etc., etc. Rascality, not really. I don't think we got into any real rascality. Ballycastle was a different place. It was much, much smaller. When you went to the top of Margaret Street, my day, when I was about 15 or 16, once you went to the top of Margaret Street, you were really out in the country. Mm-hmm. You went down to the quay in the summertime to swim, but basically that was it. We came home in the evenings. We did our homework and we didn't really wander. As I say, my mother, she needed help around the house and one thing or another, so I didn't really wander too far. We just stayed around the house. There was always plenty to do. You must remember that she was a widow from there were younger children, and I was the oldest.